Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift, and I'm Bo Morgan. I'm back. They call me Squid Billy. She is the First Lady of Atlanta baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, and back there, throwing exit offensive coordinators' houses, is Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. How many eggs can you fit in the back of a Kia, Dylan? You know what? Don't answer that. Anyways, together we are the Morning Shift. Happy to be back, as I was on assignment yesterday. And by assignment, I was at Flowery Branch with Mike Bell of Dukes and Bell, filling in for Carl. And now I'm back with you guys. I know I'm not as happy as Mark Zeno, nor do I do as many cheers, but you have to put up with me.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to dissect there. I'm trying to figure out where to start. First of all,
Zeno's my boy. I appreciate him filling in for me.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun yesterday. But how was the branch, dude? How was the vibes? We got so much Raheem Morris to get to today. I don't want to like let it all out of the bag. I just want to know, 30,000 foot here, how was the experience of being up there and being in the Ticketmaster Studios once again?
I like you, Bo. I'll get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys.
So Raheem walked in and was like, Bo! Like, immediately. And I was like, what's up, coach? Like, because he doesn't get to see me very often in that setting. We see each other all the time on a plane, hotel stuff, but we never get to actually have conversations about the team.
It's hilarious because I listened to this interview yesterday. I heard Raheem say that, and I was like, how many times are we going to play that on the show tomorrow?
I like you, Bo. I'll get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys.
Wow. I guess it went really well.
Yeah.
Sounds like it went really good, man. So I hope you had fun with Mike yesterday. He's always entertaining, of course, and got to listen to certain parts of it yesterday. And so, yeah, it sounded like you slept in. So that's good. You know what I mean?
Not really.
I was like, man, he probably got a couple extra hours of sleep, feeling light on his toes today. That a boy.
We didn't get any like mean tweets or text messages during the show yesterday. Oh. So I assumed you were sleeping in. So
yeah, that's a good point.
The alarm went off at 3:15 like regular. And I was like, this feels great. Snooze off. Boom. Done. And then at 4:15, and I hear it.
It's a tale as old as time.
So I'm listening, and I'm not going to lie. I'm probably sure I'll be at it. I hesitated for like a good minute and a half.
Oh, for sure.
To see if Amy was going to jump
up. Oh, you got to. You got to fake that you can't hear it.
Well, she faked
you out.
She's a better faker, I guess.
And, hey, she was committed to the game more than you were.
So I got up, and I'm actually, in hindsight, I'm glad I did because it was the only time I got to see Mel yesterday. Yeah. But so, I got up and fed her, and I put her back, and I was like, she's going to go back to sleep in her crib. Nope. So I got her. I finally just pulled her in there with us, and we turned on Bluey. And then probably about 5:30, I fell asleep watching Bluey with her, finally.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because then Amy's alarm went off at like 6:48, and she's like panicked. waking me up. It's 6:48. Oh, no. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, remember, I'm doing the afternoon show. Dude. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, don't even play that game, because had I not been here, you subconsciously wouldn't have known that I was working afternoons, you'd have been up with Mel at 4:15. I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah. And it's weird. It's almost like my – so, you know, just programming note, I'm going to get a chance to do this one day next week, or Mike Bell and friends, whatever. And my son, like, on key yesterday, we're in the truck on the way home, and he was telling me about something that happens in the morning when he gets to school. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I don't ever get a chance to do that. And he goes, God bless him, man. And it hurt me to my soul. I'm not even joking. He said, I'll show you on Father's Day.
Oh.
It hurt, dude. I mean, it hurt me so freaking bad, cut me to my core. So I was like, buddy, I got good news. I was like, guess what? Next week, I get to take you to school. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you get to show me next week. And he was so stoked. So, yeah, I'm really excited to do that. And you're right. And that's your one chance to get up with your baby girl in the morning.
And good on her. That's really, really good. Cause now,
isn't it crazy?
Allie, every year we've done this show, Mike's taking off Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you remember
donuts
last
with,
year.
Donuts with Daddy.
I was going to say Father's Day is a Sunday, so it's got to be some special holiday within the school.
And so, yeah. Yeah, they do that donuts
thing. You're right. Yeah, it's the Friday before.
So that's so cool that he
remembered that.
He remembers that.
He's like, that's the only day Daddy gets to take us to school is on Father's Day.
That's
crazy.
That's pretty legit. And I will give Amy credit, though, because instead of saying, hey, you should take Melrose to Meemaw daycare, Meemaw care.
Free care.
because I'm going to go get her today. She didn't. She went and did it. So wow. I said, you know what? Before I go to the gym, I'm going to wash bottles, do the dishes. I'm going to tidy up.
Nice.
Look at this productive bow.
That's amazing. Nice
work, yeah, man. We did that teamwork thing. How about that? How you like them apples?
I'm just waiting for Dylan to play the Raheem clip one more time.
Hey, Dylan.
I like you, Bo. I'll get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys, man.
You can eliminate the end with a loud laugh of me, but everything else is phenomenal. That's beautiful, Dylan. I appreciate that.
Unbelievable.
I have to know, did you pull that yourself, or did Bo tell you to pull that?
No, I pulled that myself.
Okay.
I heard it when I was cutting up Raheem clips, and I heard that. I just happened to come across it. I was like, oh, I got to pull this.
Wow.
pulled it immediately. I was like, we're using this all day today.
Yeah. Nice. Well, welcome back, Bo. I was curious how today would feel for you, because yesterday was the luxury day of getting to sleep in. And then you had a quick turnaround because you finished at 7 o'clock at Flowery Branch. Had to drive home, get to sleep like immediately to be here today.
Yeah, it was hard to go to sleep.
Yeah.
The Baconator I ate once I got home, quite enough. Dude, I'm so good at eating discipline when I leave here during the week. Last night I was like, I don't want to go home and fix the tuna stuff.
I'm such a stress eater when it comes to situations like that. When you have something that's like anything out of the normal that you're like, that's been on your mind, as soon as it's over with, I'm like, where's the nearest meal, baby? Where's the nearest meal?
I had my first non-Thanksgiving meal yesterday for lunch.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I was like, thank goodness.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice.
All right, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks lost to the Clippers, 115-92. They'll play again tomorrow against the Nuggets. Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison are both saying it's time for the Steelers to clean house. They think Tomlin would be a good fit for the Penn State job. Georgia Tech's Haynes King has been awarded the ACC Player of the Year. He had 54 votes. Second place was 7, so it was a landslide. And Georgia Tech, speaking of Georgia Tech, head coach Brent Key has been signed to a 5-year contract extension. His overall record with the Yellow Jackets is 27-19. It's as if yesterday when Mark Zeno was filling in, he spoke
that
into.
He was mad, wasn't he?
He was. Like, why is this not done? And then it got done.
Why the hell hasn't this guy got an extension yet? And I mean, it was 2 hours later. We were like, there it is.
Yep.
There it is. And they were probably, they were probably signing it, you know, as we were talking about it. I mean, that's crazy the way that worked out. But I mean, and I've said this before, and I think you agree with this. If I had to pick a coach to run my program, he would be one of the guys at the top of the list. And I made the joke yesterday to Mark, though. He was like, why haven't they given him a raise? I said, he's probably telling him to take that raise and give it to Buster Faulkner, because Buster Faulkner's worth every freaking dime that you've paid him. And that comes out, obviously, with Haynes King winning the Player of the Year. That's Buster Faulkner-led, and a lot of credit goes to him. But there's no doubt that Brent Key is the right guy for that program. And it's like he said, he bleeds those colors, man.
And you're
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're absolutely right, and that's part of the contract.
Yep.
Part of the agreement was that there's a larger pool that goes towards the assistants.
Got to.
And, yeah, we talked about – well, and that's what when we talked about this yesterday, because it obviously happened in the – you know, obviously in the afternoon, you guys were – as you just mentioned, I told Mike, I was like, $6.5 million, you really think that's enough for Brent Key? Because I know Brent Key, Penn State would probably offer him $9 million right now. But that shows you about what Brent Key is about. Who Brent – like, Brent Key gets it. And that's why – for me, I'd absolutely freaking love that guy in my program. I also, though, think that there's something to be said about the awareness of understanding where you work. If you go put me on WFAN in New York, it probably is not going to work. Whether you hate me or like me, it's not going to work just for the way I do things and the way I sound, right? Brent Key is the perfect fit because he's a Georgia Tech guy. He knows how it works. He knows how donors work there, how the alumnus acts. Like, he knows the school. He knows what it takes to play there, to make it. Like, he know all of that stuff. He knows. He is perfect for it, right?
It yeah, just I agree.
Find your place and then work your ass off to stay there. That's what he's doing.
And I am curious, kind of, I guess, what the next chapter of Tech football looks like next year when you don't have Haynes King. Like, what is the new? And I know that they feel good about Philo, the next guy in line. But I think that this is a very important chapter. The year upcoming, get through signing day, get a good signing class, hit the portal class hard, make sure that your guys don't leave, and make sure you do a lot of the things necessary to keep everybody intact. And I think that he's the right guy to do that. But I do think that next year is a very important year for them.
What is the tipping point where you know you're going to be financially set and you're like, okay, $9 million doesn't matter? Because $9 million would be hard to turn down. But he's clearly okay with $6 million. So what do you think your tipping point would be? You're like, past this point, I'm not even going to notice because I'm
tipping
already financially
point,
set.
Or for a college head SEC, ACC coach, that's two different things.
Yeah. I think it helps my mic's on.
Yeah.
I think I said my tipping point would be, like Mike said, a lot different. I mean, what's my – doing radio? Like,
Sure, because, I mean, I think at a certain point you hit a level and then you don't know – it's like people that have, like, 5 kids are like, throw another one in there. We don't even notice, you know?
Yeah, I don't think – but I don't think that happens.
No?
I don't think that – I don't – because you spend what you have a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then – you just always, there's always something leveling up from that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we got a boat. Oh, you know what? Let's get a yacht. You know, like
that kind of
thing. You're like, oh, let's get the boat with the bed on it. Let's get the one we can go fishing on. Oh, I got a house. You know what? Let's have that bedroom for Meemaw when she comes and stays. And I mean, we might as well get the guest house too.
It's a really good question because I've always thought about, at this point, 42 years old, how much would, if I started making $1 million a year, how much would it change me? Because I kind of like, I live a certain way. It's kind of how I know to live. Like, I'm sure, yeah, I would pay off debt, right? If I got one in the lottery, I'd pay off debt, mm-hmm. and my wife and I would both be driving a brand new vehicle. But, like, how much, like, I would do more trips, but I'm not going to, like, say, I really need this we got to change subdivisions, and now I've got to live in a $2 million house. I don't need a bigger house. I need a bigger house, but I don't need a $2 million house. You know, half a million will work.
For sure.
You know the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah,
it'd be great to have.
But I think Mike's right where you'd be like, okay, $500,000 house, but like I could afford a $2 million house.
And the problem is when you're talking about these things, you're like, oh, I'd just be the same old me. But can you imagine like what you'd work, like any, not this one, but like any job, like what you walk into work like when you just got gifted $10 million in the bank?
Oh my gosh.
Well, you ain't listening to a word from anybody in there.
No, man.
You ain't gonna tell me.
We gotta talk about it at some point. Like, if you secretly won the lottery, what would be the sign that we would pick up on?
For sure.
Well, coming up, like we've been talking about, Bo was up at Flowery Branch yesterday, had a chance to talk with Raheem Morris. We'll play some of the inside scoop he got next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.